This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Lebanon's leadership faces growing rage after a massive explosion laid waste to large parts of central Beirut, with security forces firing tear gas at demonstrators overnight. This as international leaders call for reform. French President Emmanuel Macron is promising aid to Lebanon following a visit on Thursday. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Facing devastation, help is arriving in Lebanon. These emergency aid flights from Italy and Russia touching down in Beirut, carrying medical personnel and supplies, less than 2 days after a catastrophic explosion leveled the city's port area and destroyed large sections of the Lebanese capital. French President Emmanuel Macron also arrived Thursday, promising to help organize international efforts, whilst warning Lebanon's authorities that they need to address the corruption within.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Dozens are still missing after Tuesday's explosion at the port that injured 5,000 people and left up to 250,000 homeless. U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a COVID-19 vaccine might be ready by this year's election, less than 90 days away. The scientific community, including prominent infectious disease experts such as Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, however, expects that none of the numerous vaccine candidates now undergoing human trials will be ready until the end of the year or early 2021. Meanwhile, in an interview with VOA, Dr. Fauci says the world will never be able to eradicate the new coronavirus that has infected 19 million people globally. This is VOA News.